What a year it has been. And I wish we could get a do-over. Dealing with a pandemic is difficult enough, but you add to it an election year, and it makes you want to give up. We're not sure what the future is going to hold or the impact that it's going to have on our lives. We become worried, anxious, afraid, and yet somehow we continue to go on. We still have our lives to live. We still have children to raise and jobs to do. Perseverance is one of the hardest things Christians face. We know that we're to persevere, but during difficult times like these, we feel like just throwing in the towel sometimes. Perseverance means to persist, to endure, to maintain, to never give up in spite of the obstacles that we face. And the Bible says an awful lot about perseverance. Jesus speaks about it in Luke chapter 9 and verse 62, when he says that no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. And in Matthew 10 and verse 22, Jesus indicates that he who stands firm to the end will stand, be saved. And Paul in Ephesians 6, where he writes about putting on the whole armor of God, he then admonishes us to keep alert with all perseverance. In Hebrews 12 and verse 1, the Hebrew writer says, since we were surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw everything that hinders and sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us. James writes in James 1 verse 25, the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, perseveres, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it. And he will be blessed in what he does. And finally, in Revelations 2 and verse 10, Jesus says that we will suffer persecution, but to the faithful, even to the point of death, that we will receive that crown of life. There was a disciple in the first century by the name of Polycarp. He was a disciple of John. And when he was at the age of 86, he was quoted as saying, 86 years have I served him, and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my king who saved me? Now, he is saying these words just as they are about to light a fire that would take his life from him because he failed and would never acknowledge that Caesar was Lord and King. In the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, there is a list of men and women who were faithful unto death. Men like Noah and Moses and Abraham and others. But the Hebrew writer, he goes on to say that there were many more that he did not have the time to mention them. And there are five things that have to do with perseverance. Five things that must come together for us to be perseverant and to be ready. You know, perseverance demands hardships. It demands trials, and it demands troubles. In the Latin, perseverance literally means through severity. And we need to remember this because there can be no perseverance unless there is severe suffering and trials and difficult times. When we look at that word, the word severe must be present, or else the word has no meaning. Perseverance is continuing to move forward, regardless of what might be happening to us, or with us, or around us. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, Paul has said that everyone, and that means all of us, everyone who will live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. 1 Peter 1 and verse 7, Peter tells us that our faith is proved genuine when we are faithful and perseverant in fiery trials. James says, blessed is the man who maintains under trials, because he will gain a crown of life. Perseverance is holding on to truth. Now, I know there are folks out there that will say, well, what is truth? Because what truth is to one person may not be truth to another. But truth is absolute. If it's not true, it's false. We can't have varying truths for one another. And as children of God, if we don't have truth, there is nothing to persevere in or to be faithful to. When obeyed, the truth sets us free from sin. It is truth that sanctifies us. As 1 John 1 and verse 7 says, when we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with God and one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from our sins. Our perseverance is not just important when we face our hardships and trials and persecutions and difficulties, but we must also have perseverance in trusting God and keeping our eyes on Christ. Perseverance is not becoming weary in doing good, as Paul writes about in 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 13. Perseverance is allowing God to guide us and to empower us. Perseverance is resting in the assurance that God is with us in our suffering. But along with trust, there must be faithfulness. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2 that moreover it is required in stewardship that a man be found. The Hebrew writer reminds us that without faith it is impossible to please God. And we are promised in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12 that if we will fight the good fight, that we can take hold of eternal life. The strength of our faith gives us the strength to persevere. The weaker our faith, the harder it is to persevere. One necessary component of perseverance is time. The very idea of perseverance needs time to be what it is. Time is what perseverance is all about. You ever wonder why God never has a clock in heaven? Time's not important. When you are eternal, time has no relevance. And in heaven, there will be no need to persevere for anything. But on this earth, time is important. Without time, there is nothing, there's no such thing as perseverance. There's no such thing as faithful unto and into death. There can't be perseverance unless we experience the severe, unless we experience the hardships, the tests, the trials, the troubles, the sufferings. It's all a part of that definition. And perseverance demands faithfulness, persistence, enduring those hardships, and not giving up regardless of the difficulties that is placed before us. And there's no doubt that God wants us to be perseverant. But what does perseverance look like? What does it take to become such people or a person? First, we need to know that there will be failures. Noah got drunk and was naked in front of his sons. Abraham lied about Sarah being his wife to save his own skin. Jacob was a liar and a cheat. Moses committed murder. David committed adultery and premeditated murder. Peter denied Jesus, and Paul even himself said that he was the worst of sinners. I say this because we will fail in our trying to be faithful to God. We will fail. But failure is not an end. For John, he tells us that we can erase our failures, that we can have a fresh start. Secondly, we must not live in the past. Looking back and focusing on our failures of our past accomplishments or lack of accomplishments is a sure way to kill perseverance. It did for Lot's wife, and it will do the same for us. But how do we know if we are living in and with our past sin failures? It is when anger and resentment and hate and regret and guilt and shame still play in our minds. This is what Paul said in Philippians 3 and verses 13 and 14. He said, "The one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." We must, my friends, continue to move forward, continue to grow spiritually. Paul says, "I press on to the goal." Peter said, "To add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control steadfastness, to steadfastness godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love." And then Peter tells us that all of these things must be ever increasing. Not only must we not backslide, we must not stand still. Galatians 6 and verse 9 tells us not to be weary in doing good, for we will reap if we don't give up. We need to understand that God is going to supply the strength for our perseverance. Here's some verses of Scripture that we need to hear, that we need to believe, but that each and every day we must apply these verses in our lives. Ephesians 3 and verse 20. "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more and all we can ask or imagine according to His power that is at work in us." Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. "May the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him." In Philippians 1 and verse 6, "Be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Our God desires that we become a people and a person of patient perseverance. I'm going to close tonight with a poem by the writer George Lansing Taylor. The poem's entitled, Dare to Do Right. The poem goes like this. Dare to do right. Dare to be true. You have a work that no other can do. Do it so bravely, so kindly, so well. Angels will hasten the story to tell. Dare to do right. Dare to be true. God who created you cares for you too. He treasures the tears that his striving ones shed, counts and protects every hair on your head. Dare to do, dare to be true. Keep the great judgment seat always in view. Look at your work as you'll look at it then, scanned by Jehovah, the angels and men. Dare to be right. Dare to be true. Prayerfully, lovingly, firmly, pursue the paths of the apostles and martyrs once trod, the paths of the just to the city of God. Children, your life will become increasingly more difficult the older you get. Treasure the time that you have while you're young. For those of you who are in the prime of your life, it's only going to get harder. You will have decisions and choices that you must make. Persevere. Remain faithful to the end. For those of us whose hair has turned gray and the twilight of our years are waning, hold fast and persevere. For the end will soon come, and we can rejoice when we no longer have to persevere. Stay true and faithful to God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ, and you can endure it all. Trust me. Peace will prevail, and God will end it all soon in His time. There is anyone this evening who is in need of the prayers of the congregation, or even if it is your day to accept Christ and to enjoy the salvation that the gospel brings, to be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, we want to give you that opportunity tonight as together we stand and we sing.